Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
From the historic Peacock Alley in downtown Bismarck. This is the place that has been happening for many decades. You know, it was once the Patterson Hotel when the state capitol burned. They actually convened the legislature here, as a matter of fact, at one point in time. Why are we at the Peacock Alley? Well, Mayor Mike Seminary of Bismarck actually has agreed to join us for a talk radio town hall version of something he does regularly with his constituents in Bismarck, and that's coffee with the mayor. Of course, we've done these before with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the talk radio town hall we do every week. And every once in a while, we combine that with a coffee with Cramer event. And, you know, I mean, North Dakotans love coffee and conversation and everything else. So come on down if you haven't already. We have a nice crowd on hand here ready to ask the mayor some questions. He's chatting with some folks. And at about the bottom of the hour, we will open up the microphones to folks here and you at home as well to ask your questions. Or in the car, in the office, or wherever you're at, of Mayor Mike Seminary today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and you know what? We're blessed. We thank you for that, because that wouldn't be the case if we didn't have you. Right, Todd? We get up, actually, before we go to bed, we get on bended knee and we say a little prayer. Thank you, Lord, for all these great listeners that we have in our vast audience.
Amen,
and then we
wake up
in the morning and say it all over again, because Todd and I, quite honestly, we don't eat if you don't listen. And
right.
I kind of like to eat. I already had some Cloverdale bacon here at the Peacock. Do you know they serve breakfast now?
Really?
I did not know that. I think they need some radio ads, because I didn't know that.
I think they need to have What's on Your Mind more, and I think it needs to be both of us.
Exactly. So we're going to have to get Dale Zimmerman to pry open his wallet and pull out some C-notes and fire them our way. And get the blowtorch of the Northern Plains telling the world that they have breakfast at the Peacock Alley for folks who live right here in Bismarck, Mandan, a good little breakfast spot. Anyway, so I had the bacon, and I'm ready to go with the program today. We call What's on Your Mind live from the... What is it? What do you call it again? The buzz of the Northern Plains? No, I know it's the voice of the Northern Plains. So you have some other line.
The
that
legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
The legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
Well, you know, piggybacking on the whole, you know, North Dakota legendary theme anyway. And, you know,
right.
We've been here for 90 years now.
Incredible. 1922?
25.
All right. My mouth's a little shaky. Only
it's a nice even number, 90. I thought you might get that one, but okay.
Cloverdale bacon is 100, you know. So
1915.
It's 10 years short of another legend, bacon. Anyway, we're back on the program today. Looking forward to it. And here's how you join us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's my question for you this morning, and you can tell me anything else on your mind today. I started to tell you we're coming to you from 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC in Dickinson, and of course KTGO, which stands for Tioga, oil capital of North Dakota, but serves, of course, everything Williston to Minot and north to the border and south to Dickinson. But we always say Williston, Watford, Stanley, Tioga, Newtown, that neck of the woods. Anyway, here's what's on my mind, and I welcome anything that's on yours at 800-228-0550 today, 701-258-0550. What Congressman Cramer does every week with us here on the Talk Radio Town Hall, what Mayor Seminary is going to do with us today, I think it's pretty cool. I think, quite honestly, it's about the only thing that will save politics, because I think we are more and more becoming so cynical about, you know, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, pox on all their houses, right? Because it's like they're in some alternative universe to us. And I'm talking about, you know, city council members on up to the President of the United States at every level. So what's one way they could solve that? Sit down and have a conversation with people. Talk to people. Now, you're not always going to agree. You know what I mean? I mean, I have much more interesting conversations when I sit down with people that I do not agree with than conversations with people that I agree with. Now, I enjoy talking to people I agree with, and you get different, you know, angles on a particular argument, but to my mind, it's more interesting it's more challenging to the intellect to talk to someone you disagree with, right? And every once in a while, you hear a different side of the story. I have to give you one just quick example, and this has nothing to do with politics. But I have talked to some people very involved in the case of Aaron Canodal lately. I have, if folks have followed this at all, this was the West Fargo teacher accused of a relationship with a student that crossed the line, ends up in court, and there was a mistrial, and a juror went, had some issues, and it was a big mess. Well, anyway, the state's now dismissed it. It doesn't look good for the state of North Dakota and the Attorney General's office, honestly, and the prosecutor, Mr. Byers, at all. And for folks who remember the Mo Gibbs case in Valley City, it doesn't look, it's double bad because the same thing happened there the outcome the state sought didn't happen. Anyway, it happens. The wheels of justice are a little sticky. But anyway, I have come in contact with folks, not Mr. Canodal himself, but folks familiar with the case on both sides, and found there to be some very interesting dynamics there that caused me to think a little differently about what I believe to be the facts of the case. All right, now it's complicated. I'm not going to go into it here in any kind of great detail, but I had sort of an oh wow moment through that because I spent a little time hearing another side. Right, where I thought I was absolutely 100% firmly entrenched. That happens. So what I'm saying is, it's good practice by people to do it. Who else would you like to have us effort an interview with? Because if you say in big enough numbers, we can say, look, our listeners are asking for it. Who do you think should do this? Who should come down? And again, not talking about an inquisition, talking about a conversation. And because Todd, you got one hand, the other hand, we got 10 digits between the two hands. I don't think I'd fill the 10 digits in the entire time I've been on the air with you here on What's on Your Mind when I can think of things that have been just, hey, you shouldn't say that, you're rude, in other words, crossing a line, directing their ire or questions at a guest. It's very rare. It doesn't happen. Most people in this audience are just very courteous, and even when they disagree, they might, get their dander up a little bit, raise their voice a little bit, but it's certainly within guidelines, we would want a conversation, not an inquisition. Who should we talk to? Who should we invite on? Who should do more of this? Maybe it's your hometown mayor, who you think is really good, or state legislator. Honestly, I don't think legislators get enough credit for all the time they put in, being very integral to how the state works. So they're a good example. Is it county commissioners? Is it folks on township boards? Is it how about Senator Heidi Heitkamp? I continue to be amazed that she is able to just sort of stay in a bunker. Very rarely sits down with a reporter and just takes questions. Hardly ever takes calls just from Joe Q Public on shows like this. Right? And is a United States senator. That one baffles me. But we've gotten our answer there. So, there's no sense even suggesting that one because the answer is repeatedly no. And it's not because of me. It's not because of Todd. It's because of the listeners of this show. I mean, they've even occasionally talked about going on K-Fire Cafe, for instance, with Todd. So it's not Todd. But that's a different show that doesn't take, obviously, as many calls as What's on Your Mind and is on one station, not four, right? So, anyway, another practice that I think is, and I've talked to actually the folks at least one television outlet in North Dakota, and they have said that they are very alarmed about this practice, but Senator Heitkamp's press office has a habit of sending audio clips. And others do it as well. Senator Dorgan and Senator Conrad are very fond of this. They'd have their press person ask them a question that they are obviously okay answering, and then they would send the answer around like it was like a news clip, like a soundbite. That isn't how North Dakota should work. North Dakota should work. Come talk to us one-on-one. Let's have a conversation. Let's visit, just like we're doing here in Bismarck today. So think about who you'd like to participate in that, and we'll do more of these. Who should answer questions? Who do you want to hear from? Let me know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our telephone number. You can text Todd your suggestions at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. One emailer says, Heidi, I assume, meaning Senator Heitkamp, has the Byron Dorgan pass from the media. What is that all about anyway? Is it just a kind of a cozy, you know, more often than not, you've got liberals populating newsrooms and news directors more often than not that would be to the left side? Not always, but is that what that is? They're sort of enamored with it? Yeah, I don't know, but the emailer may be right. Anyway, I don't want to go there. It's a tired argument, honestly. I want to know who you want in a talk radio town hall coffee event with us live on the air. And from where? Tell me at 800-228-0550 or at the Peacock Alley. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahei Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFBA.org, to find out more about them. You know what I love most about the Farm Bureau? There's a lot I like about them, but they're principled. You know what I mean? They know exactly what they stand for, and they never waver. They just stand right there. And, you know, when you do that, man, you can accomplish a lot, and they have. They certainly have. And of course, agriculture is such an important industry to North Dakota. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. Dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for the members of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But they're not just about farming and ranching. More than 27,000 members across the state, folks just like you and I that are concerned about issues that matter, schools and roads and safety and economic progress, and they're a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. So be a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Membership has its benefits, by the way, about $50 a year to join. And, you know, that's for a family membership. And then you got all kinds of benefits. Buy a vehicle, $500 off. Buick, Chevy, GMC, good example. So and home appliances, motels, you know, all kinds of cell phone plans. So North Dakota Farm Bureau, I want you to know we're all in this together. I want to make sure that our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. NDFB.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. All right. Let's see here. 800-228-0550. Well, that's a good idea. Another texter just said, why don't you ask Todd Manny who they want to have on the program? All right, so I'll give you guys a moment to think. In case you missed this, we're taking suggestions. We're going to have in a little bit here a talk radio town hall with the mayor of Bismarck and find out what's important issues in the capital city today on the program, which I'm looking forward to. I don't live in the capital city, so I want to learn a little bit about what's happening here. And we love finding out what's happening everywhere. And we were mentioning at the top of the show that, you know, Congressman Kramer is a regular here at the talk radio town hall. And of course, anytime we ask Senator Hovind, Governor Dalrymple. In fact, we're going to do a talk radio town hall with Governor Dalrymple on the 8th of July from the state capitol, all about property taxes. And specifically, your concerns on property taxes. You know, a number of reforms have been put in place in addition to relief, but we still get calls to say, well, what's going on here? My property value went up 200%, whatever. So I asked Governor Dalrymple to come on, and we invited Senator Dwight Cook, who's been very instrumental in these issues in the state legislature, and we're going to dig into it. So, you know, when we ask, they do it. Who else should we ask? Manny and Todd, you're next up here. Karen and Fargo, who do you want us to ask?
Well, first of all, I called to make sure what day the town hall with Kevin Kramer is.
Well, it's every Wednesday normally, but we say normally because the congressional calendar gets a little goofy, so we sometimes have to move it around. But we generally try and do it the second hour of the program on Wednesdays. Now, when he does a Coffee with Kramer event, we just go there and do it surrounding that, you know, and make that the event for the week. So it kind of varies, but for the most part, Wednesdays, second hour of the program.
Well, I really like that property tax one July 8th, I think you said, with Governor Dalrymple.
Yeah.
You're excited
for that one?
I would like to hear more information about that.
We get a lot of calls when we talk property taxes, and I hear the complaints and sort of say, I don't know what to tell you. I know that there has been a ton of relief passed, but it is largely a system that sends the money back and counts on the locals to spend less, and sometimes that doesn't happen, and so there's more questions than answers, but that's why we thought we'd ask, and again, they did it. So Governor Dalrymple does it, Congressman Kramer does it, Senator Hovind does it when we ask, Mayor Seminary today. We're just asking who else how to do it. That's all we're saying. So
Al Carlson has said he wants to turn the mills into dollars, but they haven't been able to do that yet.
Yeah, that's part of the reform effort, where we just get rid of the whole idea of mills and go to, English and put it in
There's
dollars and
cents.
There's
a novel concept,
yeah,
right?
I know.
Because what else do we do in life that's mills? Nothing.
But see, the problem is, if you do it in a way more people understand, more people ask questions. And so, so I know, well, that's, but that isn't always good when, so it has to be fixed. I mean, it really does. So they're working on that one. Anything else, Karen?
Nope. I'll be listening to what you say now.
All right. Well, appreciate that very much. Nothing honors us more than to have a listener say, I'll be listening to what you have to say. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, Todd, who do you want?
Well, I was going to mention Governor Dalrymple because he hadn't really been on. Not a lot.
Well, it's been a while. I would say this: the governor's difficult to schedule. I mean, generally when I say, would you come on, they say okay, and then it's sort of, we'll get back to you. And they do eventually come on, but I think that's fair to say he hasn't been on,
yeah,
I guess, as much as I'd like. But I will tell you this, I brought this idea to his communications director, Jeff Zinn, and said, you know, we get a lot of questions on property taxes and reforms and differences between, you know, what the county says their value is and what the state is and, you know, valuations that are jumping, a lot of crazy stories. I would like him to answer because, quite honestly, the governor is very well-versed in this topic. So, you know, he's a good resource on it. So we got him.
All these guys have to realize that the more they can come on here, the less their own phone is going to ring because the questions are going to get answered.
Yeah. Although they can control it more. See, right? I mean, Mayor Seminary is going to get up to the microphone here a little bit. He has no idea what anybody's going to ask. Now, I asked him yesterday, what do you want me to ask about? Anything in particular we should cover? No, whatever. You know, so he doesn't care. That's the sign of a good leader. See, you just say, hey, I mean, if they're asking it here, somebody else is probably asking
it. Good leaders don't hide.
Right. Yes. So I think it's a good thing. Plus, you know, I mean,
I'm not saying Governor Dalrymple's hiding. I'm just in general, good leaders don't hide. So if you're going to come on to what's in your mind and talk to all four corners of the state at one time, it's going to be to your advantage.
Yep. Yep, exactly right. So anyway, it's good practice, and we want to invite more folks to do it. Okay, Manny, how about you?
Well, you guys mentioned Governor Dalrymple. How about the Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley? That's a pretty good idea, right?
You guys are kind of consumed with the tower, aren't you? You just want the mucky mucks from the tower. But Drew Wrigley's fantastic.
He's the mucky mucks. I'm sure they appreciate being called that, too. The mucky mucks.
Have you noticed Drew Wrigley's got those new glasses? He's got the Teddy Roosevelt look going.
He does, doesn't he?
I know, and I can kid him because, you know, we're both 50 now. We're getting up there. We need the specs, right? So I don't know that Drew's 50 yet. I am. I've already crossed the threshold.
My thank you card from Drew Wrigley because it was sent to me, Todd Michaels. So you can tell we're tight.
Yeah, you're super. Yeah. Anyway, Manny, good suggestion. We'll invite Drew on. It's been a while since we've had him on, and I don't know that I've invited him in a long time. So that's my bad. We're on it. Rod in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, you know, I'd like to see anybody like Dalrymple or Drew Wrigley. He's such a good speaker, too. Somebody could answer questions. I don't think Dalrymple's capable of answering the questions we want, but it's nice to have forums like yours that can, because otherwise us normal people are, if that's what you want to call us, wouldn't be able to, you know, talk to these people. And of course, when you have, you know, the representative on, he does such a nice job, and he talks down to us people in the language we can understand. But I would really like to hear from some of these mayors. Our taxes go up. I live west of Grand Forks a half hour. Our taxes go up immensely, but yet we still have the same old streets and same old potholes, only bigger than what we had when I graduated high school from there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll promise you this. We'll get an answer from Mayor Brown, but I'll ask in general the same question to Mayor Seminary when we get going here in a few minutes, Rod. Thanks for calling up against the break where we chat longer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
$4 buys you a great meal at a PetroServe USA location near you. Just look for the red, white, and blue. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a great deal. A $4 meal, four items for $4. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice. Four items for $4. And by the way, the breakfast pizzas are fantastic. So start your day at a PetroServe USA near you. And when you're there, stock up on great savings. Grab-and-go specials include giant seeds, $1.39 each. The big cans of Pringles, $1.29 each. Deli Express Jumbo Glazed Honey Buns, $1.29. And the Mega Pastrami and Swiss Cheese Sandwich, only $2.79. Plus, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you'll love the new Hershey Caramel Bar. Get them for only 69 cents or Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. At a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Peacock Alley, downtown Bismarck today with What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends of the National Association of Royalty Owners, and their North Dakota convention starts Thursday. We're getting close. Looking forward to that. Actually, I'm looking forward to Milo Hatzenbuehler. He's awesome. Comedian and great entertainer, and he'll be putting on the entertainment Thursday night. But seriously, the biggest names in oil and gas in North Dakota will be there. And whatever your issue, if you're a royalty owner, if you have trouble collecting royalty payments or wondering what your royalties are worth, or I want to protect the blessings for future generations, you'll have a resource there. 2 days of great fun, including a Bakken tour. Still time to sign up and join us. All you need to do is call 800-558-0557. Or go to naro-us.org. We'll see you there tomorrow. Also brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org, their website. Membership has its benefits. We are in Bismarck today, as we mentioned earlier, for a Coffee with the Mayor event. Talk Radio Town Hall, and Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary is here. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm very concerned at the moment.
Why is that?
Because
I had too much bacon before the show, or what?
When you said you're looking forward to Myron Hatzenbuehler.
Yeah.
You looked right at me like I should leave the room. and I bought the coffee.
Well, I just thought that you might agree, like you might nod and say, yeah, he's funny.
He's masterful.
Yes.
Love him.
Hoot and a half.
Thanks for coming to Bismarck.
Yes, happy to do it. Thank you for participating in this and agreeing to do this and kind of combining up the radio thing. We have a room full of folks here who no doubt have questions for you. How many of these have you done since your time as mayor?
This would be my 11th.
All right.
I do them every month.
Yeah, that's.
In fact, the first one was here. I was with Commissioner Grossman. We were, as we are now, we're on the front end of the budget cycle where we review where we're at, where we need to go, what we need to do to get there, examine all the requests, and Commissioner Grossman has that portfolio. He's masterful at it. So we had the first one here letting people know that we're here again. Let's talk about it. And so we did the first one right here.
All right. So here's how this works, folks. For those of you listening, wherever you're at, you can call in your questions or comments for the mayor here at 800-228-0550. I'll say that again nice and slow. 800-228-0550. When you call, you have two options. Press 1, leave a message with your question. We already have some questions that have come in. And press 2 to chat with us live on the air. There's also folks here, and we just invite you to go up to the microphone there, and we'll so that the audience at home can hear you as well, and ask your questions, and we'll get those in. We just had a caller call from Grand Forks, actually, and he was talking about property taxes going up, and said, you know, I know they go up, and I understand why they go up, but why do the streets never get fixed? This is the big concern, probably is in Bismarck, too, he thought, but certainly in Grand Forks, was just the fact that while taxes go up, the roads don't seem to improve. Fair or unfair?
Well, I don't live in Grand Forks. first of all.
You have no potholes in Bismarck. Is that what you're here to tell us?
Three of them.
Three of them. Okay, well, that's pretty good.
He has a great question. And first and foremost, I can say this, I think, safely for every city in the state. Everyone does a great job of managing the best that they can with the conditions that they're dealing with. And one of the big conditions is weather. And when you have weather that goes from 110 to 32 below, no rain, 2 feet of rain, and in the valley, they can really appreciate this, a river that sometimes not enough water to wash your car, and then next year it causes $150 million worth of damage. Those kind of conditions on street and how you design them are very concerning. We have elements that cause great damage to infrastructure, and roads, of course, are the most notable. And then on top of that, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, not unlike some of the cities in the oil patch, we have experienced unprecedented growth since 2008. Some of us continue to grow despite the fact that there's, let's call it a lull in oil activity, and that's because we've reached population sizes where all the elements are coming together. There's a synergy where you're just going to kind of go on autopilot and grow. So we have more people using more of our infrastructure, causes more damage. And the amount of money that we all have, and I can't speak for everyone, now I'll zero in right on Bismarck, the amount of money that we have to allocate for roads gets stretched very, very thin. And at some point in time, we'll likely have to ask for more. That doesn't come primarily from property tax. It comes from sales tax.
And that's just to fix roads. That's not new roads. That's not expanding and growing.
It's both. I mean, on the average, we spend about $15 million a year on repair. We're now spending about the same on new roads.
Do you consider the roads in Bismarck in good shape?
Great question, and very fair. Our last study where we went out and literally hired someone to look at the roads were, for the most part, in very good condition. Do we have some roads that are pretty beat up? Absolutely. Those roads that are traveled with great frequency, that have new types of vehicles that they're not accustomed to supporting, they take a little bit more of a beating. And then, Scott, when we have a winter like we just had where there's thaw, frost, freeze, moisture, that beats the heck out of road infrastructure. So, yes, we do have roads that need more repair than others. And I can tell you this, I am very comfortable with the effort that we have. We have about 400 miles of roads, and every year we fix 10 miles of them. So, you know, when you do the math, it's going to be a while for some of them, and then we get out and do the best that we can with the resources that we have to repair those that might not be on the list this year for a significant repair function.
Call that came in before the program. Question for you. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Yes, I was wondering why if Washington Street has not been four-laned and when it is scheduled to be four-laned. I think it's a safety issue and needs to be addressed as soon as possible. That's North Washington.
That's a great question. I recognize that voice and respect his opinions on a lot of things. First of all, that project was delayed. It was delayed because the federal government is broke. That road is costing us $16.5 million to repair. The federal participation is $10 million. At the March bid letting, the federal government said we can give you $5 million. I don't even know where they got the $5 million, by the way. But the other $5 million, if we went and signed the deal with the state said, you're on the hook for the $5 million. Well, we don't have it. It's not like we're going to go out and vote on this and say, oh, by the way, we're going to raise your property taxes everywhere temporarily. That would go over really well. You know, kind of like some kind of a movement in a church. We weren't going to go there. And so we have now been notified, it's on our agenda tonight, that the state has said, hey, we are not going to keep the city on the hook for that extra $5 million, so we're going to go into the next bid letting and get it done. But the reason, that was a great question, the reason that it was not done is the federal government didn't have the $10 million that they
said. So in that case, you may want it. yeah. as the mayor of Bismarck as a major thoroughfare to have it four lane, but it's not your decision to do, or would you?
We could have done it, Scott, but we would have been on the hook for the $5 million if the government wouldn't have had it. We don't have $5 million in the budget right today for that road. And the reason the government doesn't have the money, that's in the Urban Roads Fund. The federal government has done nothing with the Highway Trust Fund since 1993. They haven't raised the gas tax. So it wasn't the city's decision not to do the road because we didn't care about the road. We were not going to make a decision to fix the road and then say, if the government doesn't have that money, what do we do next? That's not the best way to do things. So long story short, it's going to get done, and the state has given us what we would call a good deal. They're going to come up with the $5 million if the federal government doesn't have it.
We assigned Calvin Hullett, who of course heads up the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce.
And he does a great job.
The duty of roving microphone man, so we could make this nice and easy for folks as well. So we have this microphone up here, and we now have Calvin. So all you need to do is sort of wait.
You know, it would have been better if you'd given this guy here the mic. I mean, he probably got around a little faster.
I'm a little worried about him, though. He moves kind of slow.
Am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Calvin. I have a question here for the mayor.
Very good.
From Jerry Haas.
Mr. Mayor, I was wondering, what is the city doing to address the needs of young professionals in Bismarck?
Jerry, thanks for the question, and it's a very important one.
What are the needs? Should we ask him? I mean,
what do you need, Jerry?
What do young professionals need?
Well, I guess we have a lot of young professionals here in town, and just kind of wondering, what are some opportunities for them, or what do you see the city doing to, I guess, get them more involved in the community and keep them here? Retention.
Okay. Great question. It's broad, so I'm going to give you a broad answer. I got elected in 2008, and one of the people, along with Calvin, in the room that was critical to an effort called MEDAG, Mayor's Economic Development Advisory Group, put together by former Mayor.
Maybe they were critical because of the acronym.
Yeah, it's a long one, but MEDAG.
Wow. MEDAG.
Okay. M-E-D-A-G.
Meaning?
Mr. Bruce Whitty is in the room as well, and we, at that point in time, were talking about what should the city be doing to address making sure that we attract and retain talent, young talent, because that's our future. And from that period forward, I have made a conscious effort, along with the commission, particularly Commissioner Grossman, we made certain that we have young professionals involved in all of our committees. On the downtown task force, we have Kate and Don, we have probably three or four or more that have been involved in the young professionals group since it was started 10 years ago. They were involved in the original establishment of MEDAG, and those people are still involved. We seek ways to involve people from all walks of life, frankly, but this was specifically in regards to young professionals, to make sure that we involve them. And it's important to do so because it's about their future. And the future is theirs. I'm at a point in life, and some others in this room, where most of what I see is in the rearview mirror of my car, Scott. So to make sure that I'm getting a good picture of what's out the front of the car, I interact with them all of the time and make sure that we're addressing that. And one of the things that is important to young professionals, by the way, is engagement, is listening, activity, and they're all, not all, what's something that's very important to them is being engaged in downtown professional life and social life. And we have made it a point, this commission and others, to make sure that we are doing what we can with the tools that are made available to us through the state legislature to do economic development activities that are appropriate to raise vertical construction downtown that's meaningful to the people that are going to use it. And so we're very engaged.
Interesting. Yeah, well, when he said that, I instantly thought workforce. It sounds like that's what you're thinking,
yes,
too, because it's such a huge huge issue. Short break. We're at the Peacock Alley, by the way, downtown Bismarck. Still time to come join the conversation. We'll take a break, come back with more of the questions from the audience here, and others welcome on air as well at 800-228-0550. Coffee with the Mayor, Mike Seminary. We're in downtown Bismarck at the Peacock Alley today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557, or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is there a nicer car on the road than a 65 Mustang? Does that not scream, you know, a great summer day, the radio cranked up, you know, maybe the top down or the windows open? A 1965 Mustang, that was the first car for my friend Bonnie Slaughteroff over to the Detroit Lakes Hedalls location. I love talking cars with the folks at Hedalls, and I always ask, what was your first car? And they just light up, and we have a great conversation, and then we get around to talking about how Hedalls has it. And Hedalls has the parts you need for about anything you can imagine. They have great machine shops, but they also have just tremendous people, folks that have been there for a whole lot of years doing a whole lot of good, and Bonnie's a prime example of that. She's, I think she said there were 16 in her family, 8 brothers, 6 girls, and, asked her what she remembered most, and it was always about working on stuff and
working on bicycles and tearing stuff apart, and of course that led to a career in the auto parts business. So if you're at the Detroit Lakes Heedall's location, stop in, see Bonnie, and ask her about that 65 Mustang and tell her Scott sent you. Heedall's has it, locations throughout western Minnesota, North Dakota, parts of Montana, and South Dakota as well. Back with Mayor Mike Seminary, we are doing a Coffee with Mike event. I used to say Coffee with Kramer because we do a few of these with Kevin Kramer, but today it's Mayor Mike Seminary, and we are at the Peacock Alley, and we have another question from the audience here today. So go ahead and
we got Kelly. We have our next question.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Kate from the Downtowners. In Bismarck, you mentioned that downtown's a big amenity for young professionals. You talked about density. You talk a little bit about maybe what you're doing in the rest of Bismarck in terms of density with roads and maybe some vertical development and how we can, tax savings and tax generation out of building maybe a more dense Bismarck?
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate that very much. Before I answer that,
what does dense mean?
You're looking at them.
Well, that's what I thought of, but I don't think that's what Kate wants. She doesn't want a more dense Bismarck.
You know, compact, for lack of better, instead of sprawling out to control your growth so that you manage. What she's really saying is that you manage the space in a way that it costs people less to live there, is really what she just said. But before I answer that question, I was in a meeting yesterday with Dick Heedall, and as asking him about business, he specifically talked about how well that Detroit Lakes store does, by the way. So what we've done recently is we've had discussions at the commission table. The community development department headed by Carl and his staff have put in front of us some steps that we can take to put in place efforts to reduce the growth of the footprint. And they're not mandatory, but it gives the developer the option of, should I put more homes in the footprint that I was originally going to put 20, should I put 10 there, should I put 30 there? We've talked about, should there be neighborhoods where the streets are narrower, not unlike the streets that I grew up in other cities.
Are you talking about in the mix? So in other words, that's an option.
Absolutely.
If I want a bigger lot, I can find a bigger lot. I mean, you're just talking about a little mix of everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so we recently have passed those at the commission table. Now we'll see what the development community does with them, and then how the purchasers respond.
All right. Is anybody ready to roll here? We have a question from the caller, too. Should I go that one? Okay. Otherwise, let Kelvin know if you have a question. Go ahead and roll that next one, Todd, for Mayor Seminary.
I got a question for the mayor. I guess I called in with this question one other time, and I didn't really hear if there's an answer or anything. I guess I got just being missed it. But, every day when I come into work, I come from north of Bismarck, and I come past a Parks and Rec pickup several miles north of Bismarck. It, apparently, somebody who works for Parks and Rec drives this pickup to work every day. And I was just wondering, isn't it like a liability to the city to have a government vehicle being driven to and from work? And your insurance has to cover this person driving this pickup, and if they would get an accident and kill somebody, well, then isn't the city liable for that? I don't know if it really matters or not, but it just seems to me that that's putting the city in kind of a dangerous place to have somebody driving a government-licensed vehicle to and from work. And I say it's a brown Dodge, the Bismarck Parks and Rec on the side. And I'm just curious how that works.
That's a good question. He should call Parks and Rec. That's not a city employee. It's not a city vehicle, and I can't answer his question. Now, with regard to city vehicles are used in an appropriate manner by the people that are supposed to be using them, and City Attorney Charlie Whitman
always
makes sure.
Do you know?
Well, City Attorney Charlie Whitman makes sure that we have processes, procedures in place that we follow, and I can tell you that when it's brought to our attention, we've addressed it at the city commission table.
So it happens. I mean, occasionally someone
But he has a good question, but that's a Park and Rec question.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I appreciate that call very much. Let's see here. We don't have Calvin, real quick.
I'd like to ask the mayor a question or have him talk about the last legislative session. There were obviously a lot of issues addressed by the legislature that impact the Bismarck-Mandan area. Key among those was being put into the definition of a non-oil-producing hub city, which provided some additional funding. But I'm curious about the mayor's thoughts on the last legislative session, and then as we look forward to the next legislative session, what he sees as some of the city's priorities.
All right, now you're going to need to hold us in suspense on your answer, because we are up against the break. That question from Calvin Hullett of the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber of Commerce, so we'll do that when we come back. Other questions from the audience here, certainly welcome, and on the phone as well. We have a couple email questions, too, here. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number wherever you're listening. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. More from the Peacock Alley coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.